This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, today we're talking about how happiness comes from solving your problemas, your problems. How happiness comes from solving problems. Now, this episode was inspired by a book called, an elegantly titled book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by an author named Mark Manson. And I really love this idea. It's probably one of my favorite ideas from the book. And we summarized the book over at getflashbooks.com if you want to pick up the full summary. But on this episode, I want to specifically focus on this idea that I love that he talks about, which is the idea of how happiness is something that rises from our constantly attacking problems, right? Confronting our problems, fixing them. And that's where the happiness really lies. That's where the juice is at. And it's kind of counterintuitive because a lot of times people are afraid of problems. We're afraid to confront our issues. We're afraid to do something about the issues that we have in life. But really and truly, when you do actually get up and do something, anything about the problems that you face, you'll find shortly after you take action that, hey, this isn't so bad. Actually, you know what? The closer, once you get to the end of the problem, once you start fixing it, once you start taking some sort of steps towards your problem, you'll realize, actually, this feels pretty good, right? And so here's what he writes about in the book with regard to happiness coming from solving your problems. He tells us that problems are a constant in life. When you solve your health problem, for instance, by buying a gym membership, you create new problems, like having to get up early to get to the gym on time, sweating like a meth head for 30 minutes on an elliptical, then getting showered and changed for work so you don't stink up the whole office. When you solve your problem of not spending enough time with your partner, as another example, by designating Wednesday night date night, you generate new problems, such as figuring out what to do every Wednesday that you both won't hate, making sure you have enough money for nice dinners, rediscovering the chemistry and spark you two feel you've lost. Right? Those are a couple of examples of how problems, we're always confronting problems, and we're always running into new problems, and once we solve those problems, we run into new problems. Now, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. So every success that you create for yourself in your life is going to give birth to a new set of problems. And if you want to go to the next level, you need to deal with those problems. And then the next level is going to present some more problems. So problems never stop, right? They merely get exchanged and or upgraded. And your happiness is going to come from solving those problems. And the key word here is solving. If you're avoiding your problems or you feel like you don't have any problems, then you're going to make yourself miserable. You're going to feel terrible. If you feel like you have problems that you cannot solve, you're also going to make yourself pretty damn miserable. So the secret sauce here is in the solving of the problems, not having problems in the first place. So to be happy, we need something to solve. We need something to work on. Happiness is a form of action. It's an activity, not something that's passively bestowed upon us, right? It's not something that you magically discover in some listicle on lifehack.org. It's not, you know, some specific guru. Deepak Chopra is not going to, you know, give you the magic pill to happiness. He's not going to give you a spiritual law and then boom, you wake up tomorrow happy. No, happiness is found in actually applying principles that you learn. It's found in solving problems, right? It's found in learning something and then taking what you've learned and applying it towards an issue that you have in your life. That's where happiness is. Or it's in learning something and then applying it towards helping yourself achieve a goal of some kind, right? It's learning something, a principle, a big idea, a strategy, and then applying it in your everyday life. That's where the happiness, that's where the juice comes from, baby. So it doesn't magically appear when you finally make enough money to add on that extra room to your house. You don't find it waiting for you in a place or an idea or a job. Happiness is a constant work in progress, right? Because solving problems is a constant work in progress. And so the solutions, Manson tells us, to today's problems will lie in the foundation for tomorrow's problems, and so on and so forth. So in other words, you know, the issues that you're having today, right? The solutions to those issues are going to be more problems. Because once you figure out how to fix an issue that you have, again, for instance, going back to the first example that we gave, for instance, if you've got a health problem, right? And you decide to do something about that health problem, that is, embrace a new diet plan for yourself and new eating lifestyle, and then you start going to the gym. Well, damn, that's going to lead to more problems, because now you got to figure out how to fit the gym into your schedule because you didn't work out before that. Now you need to figure out how to start keeping track of the foods that you eat or learn more about the foods that you're eating so that you don't make bad choices. Those are problems, but they're good ones, right? You got to deal with them. Another problem, an example of problems, good problems, is, you know, you start a business, right? And you have grown so much and now you need to start hiring employees so that you can keep track of all your new customers and so that you can keep serving people to the degree that you need to be serving them at so you can continue to grow. Well, that's a growth problem, but it's a good one, right? You get promoted at work. And now you've got all these new responsibilities. You've got all these other people that you need to manage and lead and do so effectively. Well, shit, that's a problem, but it's a good one, right? So true happiness occurs only when you find the problems you enjoy having and enjoy solving. Sometimes those problems are simple: eating good food, traveling to some new place, winning at the new video game you just bought. Other times those problems are going to be abstract and complicated. Like fixing your relationship with your parents, finding a career you can feel good about, developing better friendships, right? Strengthening your social networks. Whatever your problems are, the concept is gonna be the same every single time. Solve problems, be happy. Repeat. Solve problems, be happy. The happiness is found in the act of solving the problems. Now, unfortunately for many people, Manson writes in his book, life doesn't feel that simple, does it? You know, that's because people mess things up. We mess things up in at least one of two ways. Number one is denial. Some people deny that their problems even exist in the first place. Because they deny reality, they've got to constantly delude or distract themselves from that reality. Now, this might make them feel good in the short term, but it leads to a life of insecurity, neuroticism, emotional repression. Now, the second way people mess things up is by embracing a victim mentality. You probably met somebody like this. Some people choose to believe that there's nothing they can do, right, to solve their problems, even when they in fact could. There's always something you can do. Victim mentality type folks seek to blame other people for their problems. They blame outside circumstances, right? Now, this might make them feel better in the short term, but it leads to a life of anger, right? Devastation, helplessness, despair, depression. So people deny and blame others for their problems for the simple reason that it's easy, feels good. While actually buckling down and doing the work required to solving your problems, that's hard. It feels bad while you're trying to do it. But then all of a sudden, once you solve that problem, it feels so phenomenal. You build up your mental strength, right? You build up your confidence. Now, again, on the other end of the spectrum, blaming other people, that's easy. You know, blaming people for your problems, denying your problems, that's easy. And it gives you a quick high on top of that. You know, they're a way to temporarily escape your problems. And that escape can provide you with a quick rush, make you feel better. But the truth is, in terms of long term, it's not going to do anything for you. The key here is to identify your problems and then start taking action towards them. If you've got a set of problems that you've been avoiding, write one of them down right now. Try this. What are some problems of your own that you've been avoiding? Ask yourself that. Write one of those big problems down, big bold letters at the top of a fresh page in your journal or your note-taking device of choice, and then brainstorm some ways in which you can confront them and solve them, right? Just write down stuff. Just write down some ideas in regard to how you can solve those issues that you have in your life and focus on one big problem at a time. And then after you brainstorm some ideas, then write down one thing, however small, that you can do within the next 24 hours to help you turn this problem around, to just get the ball rolling. It doesn't need to fix the problem. It doesn't need to be a catch-all solution. It just needs to be one thing that you can do to get the ball rolling. And once you get the ball rolling, that's when you can get the momentum on your side. And that's when you'll be on your way to a happier lifestyle based on confronting your problems, dealing with your problems, surmounting them, and then moving forward and creating new but better problems, good problems for yourself so that you can continue to attack those and overcome those and so on and so forth until you're living like you give a damn. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.